See, I have no idea what you're talking about. PAC's not that big. I've heard of PAC's having like 30 plus members. We've got nothing on them in comparison. Pass me that cup. Thanks. Anyway, you've already met everybody by now, so all you need to do is just remember names and faces. Okay, fine. If you're that worried, point for every PAC member. Go. Claire, easy. Next. Okay, Simon doesn't count. Because he's direct family, and you spent the most time with him out of everybody, so that makes him a given. Okay, you little shit. Stepdad still counts. You're not getting the point on a technicality. Now try again. Yep. Tristan. Marcos. Ro. Good job. And Hazel is married to... Oh, close. Alan. And Isla is their daughter. Okay, cut yourself some slack. You've met them once. You get a pass for them. Still get the points, though. You know, now that I think about it, I think they're trying for a second soon. Ugh, weird. Caleb. That's 9. More than halfway there. Kenzie? Michael? Zariah? Good. Come on. 6 months. What? Where did you hear that name? Where did you hear that name? I'm not playing anymore. Game's over. No. No, I've never said that name out loud. Not in front of you. Not since moving here. The fuck do you mean you saw him? Like you had a vision and I mentioned him, or... Describe him. You heard me. You said you fucking saw him. What did he look like? What the fuck? No, don't lie to me. There is no way you had some premonition about him. Because it's not fucking possible. Alexander has been dead for 3 years, so either you're lying to my fucking face or you're not telling me everything. How do you know about him? Don't backtrack on me. You just said you saw him. You just described him. And there's no way you overheard anyone in the pack talking about him because we don't mention him. None of us. Not Simon, and especially not Claire. How the fuck did you see Alexander? No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit because if that's true, then that means you've been lying to my face for months. You can see into the past. No, I don't care if it's glimpses or full visions or dreams. You can see into the past. How much? How much of my life do you know and you didn't tell me? How many things have I told you about myself that you already know because you've been peeking into my past like some kind of fucking voyeur? No, don't. I don't want to hear excuses. Just answer the question. Fuck me. No, don't. Don't fucking touch me right now. You... I'm upset, and I'm angry, and I know you're trying to explain yourself, and right now I don't want to listen. I need to leave. I need a few minutes to myself. I need to go for a run or get some air. I promise I will be back and we'll talk. I'll be back.
It's me. Can I come in?
Whoa. Hi. Yeah. I'm ready to talk. Can we, go sit on the couch? Thank you. Okay. First off, thank you for giving me time to collect myself and to calm down. I know that didn't leave you in a good position, and I just kind of ran out, but yeah. I just needed a couple minutes to myself to breathe, think. I just needed to pull myself off the ledge a little bit, and you know me. I'm loud and crass, and a lot of the times I have very little filter, which usually lends to my amazing sense of humor. When I feel out of control and overwhelmed, that filter, I tend to start saying the first thing that comes into my head without thinking, and usually it's the meanest thing I can come up with to make the other person feel just as bad as I do, if not worse. I know that's something I do, and I've been working on it for fucking years. I'm not there yet. And the last thing I wanted to do was say something to you that I couldn't take back. I don't want to do that. So I just needed the time to level out. I appreciate that. But I'm back now, and I'm ready to listen. I trust you. I want to trust you. So whatever you tell me now, I'm gonna believe. Yeah. Clean slate. What do you mean, something to show me? Okay. I didn't think I was gone that long you'd write a letter. Exit. Holy shit. This is from sight. Okay. To whom it may concern, that's fucking personal. Thank you for submitting your application of one Bethany Taylor to be added to your personal confidants list. Your application has been processed and approved in the necessary channels. Thank you for your patience. Due to the nature of your classification, we encourage that your additional confidant be briefed through regulated channels and seminars provided at our headquarters listed below. Further questions, please contact. Signed, your designated representative with a specialized investigative guild of honoring truth. Holy shit, you really are part of sight. This is dated back weeks ago. Why haven't I seen this before? Why didn't you tell me? No, I guess you're right. Not really something you bring up over pizza. You told me you were a seer. What does this letter mean by classification? Oh, you're shitting me. Oracle. You're a fucking oracle. Past, present, future. Holy fuck. So, that explains how you saw Alexander. What else have you seen? Yeah, I remember when you got sick. I definitely remember lecturing you for hours. Trying to invoke visions. So if visions of the future are involuntary, when it comes to things in the past, you have to actually, like, dig them up on purpose? Huh. So can you do that with anybody? Oh. It's easier the longer you spend with a person. Okay, well, that makes sense. At least for me. Okay. No, I believe you. I just... What? Yeah, I talked to Claire right before I came to visit you when you got sick. You saw that. That's... No, I still mean what I said when I talked to Claire. I trust you. But having you purposefully try to look into my history, that's a breach of privacy I'm not comfortable with. And I know you said that seeing Alexander wasn't intentional, but that's not something I was ready to tell you. And right now, I don't think I could. My answer hasn't changed. I trust you. And I appreciate you telling me this now. I want to make things even. Truth for a truth. I need a little more time before I can talk about that night. I want to tell you. And I plan to. Tonight was a lot for both of us. So
Clean slate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're okay. Just talk to me next time. If you want to know more about the pack and me, I'd rather you just ask. And since you kept this from me for a bit, next 3 takeout nights are on you.
Yep. That's the rules. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it. I mean, you did this, so your wallet can pay for it.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to, you know, get through that debt, we can start that now. Like, if you want to pull out your phone and order us a shit ton of food, that would be great.
Yeah. Of course I want to stay.
I mean, sure, you might have lied to me and peeked on my past like some kind of creep, but if you give me food, I think we can look past that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get your fucking phone out. Come on, let's go.